We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Today, we have one podcast. It is by Yasmin, and it's actually an interesting subject. She's going to talk about cybersecurity. But before we dive in, here are the mispronounced words. Antivirus. The pronunciation is antivirus, not antivirus. Antivirus. The second mispronunciation is responsibility, not responsibility. Responsibility, right? This is how you pronounce it. All right, enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I thank our professor for giving us this opportunity to record a podcast to improve our English. I'm Yasmin, high school student in Italy. I study economics, law, and business information systems. This is my first podcast, and today I would like to talk about cybersecurity and why it is so important in our modern world. So how we can stay safe today? We use the internet every day for social media, online shopping, work, school, and even banking. Because of this, protecting our personal information has become a serious issue. Cybersecurity is not only for experts or big companies, it affects all of us. So what exactly is cybersecurity? Cybersecurity is a practice of protecting computers, smartphones, networks, and data from digital attacks. These attacks are often made by cybercriminals who want to steal information, money, or simply cause damage. There are many types of cyber threats. One of the most common threats is phishing. Phishing happens when criminals send fake emails or messages that look real. They try to trick people into clicking on links or giving personal information like passwords or credit card numbers. Another threat is malware. Malware is harmful software that can infect your device. It can slow down your computer, steal data, or even lock your files until you pay money. There is also hacking, where attackers break into systems, and identity theft, where someone uses your personal information to pretend to be you. Social media is a big part of our lives, but it can also be risky. Many people share too much personal information online, such as their location, phone number, or daily routine. Cybercriminals can use this information to scam people or steal identities. Also, using public Wi-Fi networks, for example in cafes or airports, can be dangerous if the network is not secure. Being careful about what we share online is one of the first steps to better cybersecurity. Passwords are one of the most basic tools for online security. But unfortunately, many people still use weak passwords. A weak password is easy to guess, like 123456 or password. A strong password includes uppercase and lowercase letters, numbers, and symbols. Another big problem is using the same password for many accounts. If one account is hacked, all the others are at the risk. A good solution is two-factor authentication. This system asks for a second step to log in, and it makes accounts much harder to hack. Cybersecurity is not only a personal problem, it can also affect companies, schools, and governments. For this reason, training employees and students is very important. Many cyber attacks happen because people click on unsafe links or make simple mistakes. If you're interested in this topic, I recommend a book called L'Arte dell'Inganno in Italian, but in English is The Art of Deception by Kevin Mitnick and William Simon, and it is about how this social engineering attacks people. Steal personal data or companies' personal information to use them to get something in an illicit manner. So how to stay safe online? There are some simple actions everyone can take to stay safer online. First, always update your software. Updates software often fix security problems. Second, avoid clicking on suspicious links or downloading files from unknown sources. Third, use antivirus programs and security tools. Finally, think before you share personal information online. In the future, cybersecurity will become even more important. Technology is improving, but cyber criminals are also becoming more advanced. Artificial intelligence is already being used to protect systems, but it can also be used for attacks. This means that awareness and education will be essential. Everyone needs to understand basic cybersecurity, not just experts. To conclude, cybersecurity is not only about technology, but about behavior and responsibility. By being careful online, using strong passwords, and staying informed, we can protect our data and our digital identity. Cybersecurity is not just a technical topic, it is a human one, since it focuses on human behavior and mistakes. Thank you for listening and stay safe online. Thank you.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint,
batteries,
tools,
toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned good stuff,
shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.